I'm going to tell you something about this new massive, almost $17 billion transportation program that is going to infuriate you. You know how unpopular red light cameras are? This new law massively expands traffic cameras and allows them to be used in a far wider area than they are now. Remember, you've got red light cameras, and then you have school zone cameras. You know, that you're driving down the street and all of a sudden its speed limit goes from 35 to 20. And if you don't hit your brakes quick enough, you boom, automatically cited. These traffic cameras will be all over the place if this bill ends up getting passed in Olympia. Here to tell us more, in fact, this person who flagged it for us is State Senator Mark Schessler. Mark Schessler, of course, used to be the Republican leader in the state Senate, and now is kind of stepped back for the time being. Anyway, I appreciate him taking the time to be with us this morning. Senator Schessler, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well, John.
Okay. I want to ask you about this. This has gotten no publicity whatsoever. Again, Democrats talking about how they have this no new tax, $17 billion transportation plan, which in a few minutes you're going to debunk, because there's a whole bunch of taxes in there. But first, I want to get into what I think is the most radical change in state law, and that is the massive expansion of traffic cameras, red light cameras, in what are called school zones and hospital zones.
Well, you know, our late friend Paul Harvey always talked about the rest of the story. And when you dig into the back of the budget and get past the spin and outright lies in the front, that's where the rubber meets the road, in that, yes, that can apply to schools, hospitals, parks, a 1 mile buffer. If you get off the freeway in Olympia at Slater-Kinney, you are already in that school zone. You get a mile past that school, and you're almost into South Bay School. That's repeated all over Puget Sound and the rest of our state. Then whoever heard of parks and hospitals having 1 mile radius of 20 with photo cams? This is one of the back of the budget items that should scare the taxpayers as much or more than the overall package.
This should, and maybe because we're starting the conversation here this morning, Senator Schessler, likely will be a front page above the fold story in the next few days when the rest of the media catches up. A unprecedented expansion. You could be driving 10 blocks away from a school and get cited by, you know, one of these traffic cameras for driving too fast in the school zone?
Well, you know, we are familiar with schools, but parks.
Well, wait. But you could be 10 blocks away. You could be 10 blocks away from the school, and a camera can take a picture of your car and cite you for driving too fast in a school zone?
Bingo.
All right, now let's move to parks. Let's move to hospital zones, et cetera. I could be driving 8 blocks away from a park? From a park? And get hit with a driving too fast near a park?
That's the back of the budget in this god-awful transportation package.
This is just too radical for words. I mean, this is just crazy. And again, I could drive past a hospital and I'm six blocks in the other direction, but I could get hit because I'm within a mile of the hospital and I'm speeding up. I could be half a mile past the hospital, and so I start speeding up, and I could get hit, get nailed with one of these traffic camera citations.
That's what they have, and that's what's in the back of the budget. But sadly, that's not the only bad idea in the back of this spending plan and tax plan.
No, I just wanted to confirm this for the listeners, because they're probably not believing what you're saying. That they could be, again, driving within 10 blocks of a school and they could get nailed for a driving too fast in a school zone citation. Let's talk about some of the other things that you want people to know about that aren't making the news, Senator Schessler. Go ahead.
Well, let's look at the local government packages. A 2% utility tax on your natural gas, steam, electricity, or landline telephone. We think that cell phones will probably get taken out. It's councilmatic. In other words, the people don't get to vote. Now, how many liberal cities are going to pass on this opportunity to tax your electricity and natural gas? Then you give the cities another 0.1 cent sales tax option, and they can go councilmatic or, of course, a vote of the people.
Well, wait. I don't see vote of the people in the bill. It simply says it allows a sales tax of up to 0.1% to be imposed councilmatically. That means a vote of the council. It doesn't say it also has to be a vote of the people.
Well, if you give a liberal city council a tool, they're seldom going to turn it over to a vote of the people. That's
right.
Not their style.
Right. But the bill could have said allows a sales tax of up to 0.1% imposed by vote of the people. But they didn't say that. They instead just said councilmatically.
Well, clearly, these are the back of the budget things. 2% on your family's utility bill down the road. Yet another sales tax increase. And still the Association of Washington Cities says this is not enough.
Well, I notice when it comes to spending money, again, this is almost $17 billion. Of the $17 billion new transportation plan, how much of the $17 billion will be spent on new road projects? I see it's $2.6 billion.
Well, I think it's clearly a small minority of it is going there because it's really three projects on I-5. If you're in the right spot of I-5, you see a project. If you're in the rest of the state, well, that's just too bad.
I see, though, that while it's $2.6 billion for new road projects, there's $3 billion for transit. Now, the last time I checked, transit carries roughly 4% of the daily trips in the four-county area of Puget Sound. That would be King, Pierce, Snohomish, and Kitsap counties. And the vast,
it's worse outside that.
Yeah, and close to 90% are road or trips by car. But instead of 90% of the money going to roads, more money actually goes to transit, which carries again 4% of the trips. And as you point out, Senator Schessler, outside the Puget Sound area, even fewer trips are taken on transit. So
these are the back of the budget things that the state-run media doesn't talk about. This bill passed out of committee yesterday. I doubt that any of these details are publicized. And if you look at around the state, John, you if you have Amtrak, someday you're under 18, ride for free. And if you use our state's ferries and you're under 18, you ride for free. If you are that under 18 person, you use your vehicle or mom and dad's in the entire rest of the state, and you have to pay for the car. You have to pay for the fuel. So some kids ride free, others pay full boat. Now, that is really not an equal system across our state.
A few other things that are not catching people's attention about this transportation plan. People have to replace their license plates. The government now requires every, I don't know how many, so many years, you have to replace your license plate. The state sends you a new one. It used to be a $10 fee. Now they're raising it to $50. The $4 fee for motorcycle plates rises to $20, communists. The enhanced driver's license, which a lot of people need to get because the TSA will not be recognizing standard Washington driver's licenses. They are raising the fee from $24 for an enhanced driver's license to $42. So there's all sorts of what I call nuisance fees also crammed in here, correct?
That's right. And really, anything that is more than the cost of providing the service, like an enhanced driver's license, is a tax. You know, periodically, the cost of making a license plate goes up. This is not the price of producing that license plate, that enhanced driver's license. This is a tax. Plain and simple, it is a tax to fund a very bad package.
I am so glad that you took the time to be with us this morning and to red flag all of these taxes, fees, and this massive expansion of traffic cameras in, quote, park zones and hospital zones up to a mile, and you can get dinged automatically with one of these $124 or more citations. Senator Schessler, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you being on the John Carlson Show this morning.
Well, great to be with you, and there's still more ugly to read about, John.
I know you'll be letting us know about it. Senator Mark Schessler, one of the great institutions in Olympia on the John Carlson Show.